Hi there. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Day 15. This is our 15th video. And this is the last week of the fast of Daniel. How many people want the Holy Spirit, but they do not have a desire to serve God? When I say to serve God, it's not to be a pastor, to be a bishop, to have a position in the church, to be the usher, assistant, deacon, you name it. But when I say to serve the Lord, to be used, the Holy Spirit is like a tool given by God for those who want to serve Him. Many are trying to speak in tongues to prove to themselves and to others that they have the Holy Spirit. Do not worry about speaking in tongues. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk more about this. But the scripture says here, Matthew 4, talks about the four fishermen called as disciples. Well, those men were just fishermen. The scripture says, Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers. First, two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. So, Peter and Andrew cast a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then, he said to them, Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
As I said, you will not be a fisher of fish, but one of men.
They immediately left their nets and followed him, followed Jesus, the first two, Peter and Andrew. Remember, this man or those men did not have the Holy Spirit yet. They didn't. They were just fishing, working for themselves, for their family. And Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men. Of course, this man, on the day of Pentecost, they received the Holy Spirit. But they were called the way they were. Jesus will never wait for your qualifications, skills, for you to be formed or to be ready to serve Him. No, not at all. He's calling you this week to serve Him. Do you want the Holy Spirit? Do you want to be filled from above? Serve the Lord. Do something for the Lord. What about going to the pastor and say, Pastor, I want to serve God. I have on the UBB t-shirt. And it's a prison ministry of the Universal Church. You can speak to your pastor over there and say, I want to do the prison ministry. I want to serve God. The pastor will help you, direct you. It also says, going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. So Jesus called other two brothers in the boat with Zebedee, their father. So they were mending their nets. He called them, and once again, immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. So these four fishermen left the boat, the net, the parent, to serve the Lord. I don't mean you are going to leave your job, your house, your family. No, that's not the case. But what I mean here is that serve the Lord with all your heart. Serve the Lord with all your soul. Do this, and you are going to see God using you much, much more. This is the food for thought. You give, you receive. If you plant, you will reap. As they say, what goes around comes around. Give it to the Lord. You want the Holy Spirit? Serve the Lord. Give it to Him. And He's going to equip you with the Holy Spirit. Let us seek the Lord. Let us pray to Him. Please, close your eyes. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, my God and Father, Your Spirit is given to those who want to be used by You. Oh, Spirit of God, You called four fishermen. You are calling this person to be fishers of men, not just to catch fish. Holy Spirit, I ask You to create inside of this person a desire to save souls. People are dying. People are losing their lives. And You want disciples. You want people that are willing to preach Your word, to give their lives as an offering on the altar, to serve You. So Holy Spirit, use this person. So Holy Spirit, enter this life right now. Use this person as a tool, because he was once used by Satan. Now he is in prison, she is in prison. This person was used by the devil to do evil, but now You are calling this person to be used by You. Yes, Lord, use their lives. Use this person that was a tool in Satan's hand. Now this person will give life. The ones that used to kill will give life. The one that used to steal will give back. Oh Lord, the ones that were troublemakers, creating troubles, will be peacemakers. Oh Holy Spirit, this is what I pray. My friend, lift your hand this time and make yourself available. Show yourself available to serve the Lord and tell Him, Lord, I want to serve You. Tell Him, Lord, my life is in Your hand. Offer your life to the Lord. Go ahead. In the name of Jesus, become now a servant of God. Yes, a tool in God's hand. He shall use you. In Jesus' name, amen. Whether you are in prison or free, if you say, God, use my life, I want to be useful in Your kingdom, God will use you. If you are in prison, help the elderly. If you are in prison, help the new inmates that come into the system and they know nothing about the system and they came from the streets and now this person is lost. Use your experience. You are 10 years in prison, 30 years in prison. Help somebody. Become a fountain, because once you give, you shall receive more from the Lord. Tomorrow is the video number 16. We are going to be back and I'm going to talk about the Holy Spirit and the gift of tongues. Just believe.